Russia's largest drone barrage yet forces Ukraine toward asymmetric war. Russia launched 284 drones and 74 missiles at Ukraine in a single overnight barrage Thursday, killing at least 8 people. President Zelensky convened his top military commanders the following day and ordered what he described as asymmetric countermeasures. Military language, analysts noted, for making the cost of Russia's volume fire strategy unacceptably high through unconventional means, rather than attempting to match it projectile for projectile. The shift in framing reflects a brutal arithmetic. Ukrainian air defense has performed remarkably throughout the war, shooting down high percentages of incoming missiles, but Russia can produce drones and missiles faster than Ukraine can intercept them. Bipartisan Senate sources have warned that U.S. munition stockpiles supporting Ukraine's defense are running dangerously low, a constraint that the Senate underscored by failing for the 13th time to pass an Iran War Powers Resolution, 49-50, signaling continued legislative reluctance to assert oversight over executive military operations. A Russian missile also struck Polish territory during the barrage, NATO soil. Prime Minister Donald Tusk is now weighing transferring Patriot air defense systems to Ukraine, a move that would represent a direct military contribution by a NATO member state to an active war zone and that Russia would likely characterize as a new escalation threshold. On the same day Ukrainian territory absorbed the strikes, Ukrainian forces launched their own strikes into Russian territory, cementing a fully bidirectional conflict that has moved well beyond its original geographic logic. A separate and underreported nuclear security story emerged this week. Researchers found that thousands of tons of undeclared uranium have been exported from the Democratic Republic of Congo through cobalt shipments, most of it reportedly going to China, without notification to the International Atomic Energy Agency. The Congo is a primary source of cobalt for electric vehicle batteries, and uranium appears to have been piggybacking on those shipments undeclared, with significant implications for global nuclear security monitoring.